Where we're going to be looking this morning, verses 1 through 12. We're going to be talking about the Christmas ornament, really what I call the original Christmas ornament. In other words, the Christmas star. Before I do that, though, I'd like to say that I appreciate Dr. Ray and playing this morning. If you know Annette, she's having some problems, and we appreciate all that she does and continues to do in playing for us. And I know that it's very difficult at times. You've got to use that one foot, and you can't use that foot. It's trouble, isn't it? I understand that. But I always like to listen to him play because he plays, it's like a concert type, you know, music he plays. I was listening the other day, and I said this to somebody. I said, you know, sometimes we listen, but we don't understand what's being played sometimes because of the music that comes with it. And you have to be intent to listen to it like an opera, you know. So I said, it reminds me of Linus and Charlie Brown. And when Lucy asked Linus to play Jingle Bells, and Linus starts to play this elaborate, you know, Jingle Bells, and Lucy looks at him and says, that's not it. That's not it. Then he goes on and he goes, ding, 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 ding. And she said, that's it. That's it. So if you don't understand it all, that's where you're at today. Amen. But you know, God is so good to us. Always has been, always will be. When you look at this beautiful Christmas tree over here, you see that 12-foot tree. Somebody said, how in the world did you get all that stuff on there? I said, tall ladder, amen. It's the only way you get it up there. Have you ever thought about the star that showed up at Christmas time? I imagine sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. It just comes and goes, you know. But I asked some people last week the question, what is your favorite star? Well, you know, everybody's got a favorite star. You know, I don't mean a Christmas tree star. You know, they told me people like, you know, they like Tom Hanks. You know, they like Dolly Parton. You know, they like Hank Williams Jr. They like Tim McGraw. Some even said they like Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay? That's a big star. You know, these are stars that we look at. But those stars are not compared to the star that God sent and the beautiful Son that he sent into the world to be our Lord and Savior. How about you this morning? What do you think about the star that God sent? What do you think about the relationship that he put with us named Jesus, building on that life every single day? You're going to see this morning in this text as I talk to you about this beautiful, beautiful Christmas ornament we talk about called the beautiful star, Star of David, however you want to look at it. But I pray that you'll realize one thing. No matter what God has provided for us in life, Jesus Christ will always be the bright and morning star to each and every one of us. This little fellow over here, he's having a good time this morning. And I'm just thankful that he's here. Amen. But he's one of them little guys, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to talk a little bit, and he's going to sing a little bit, and that's okay, too. As you stand with me this morning in reverence and read him God's Word in chapter 2, I want to look at these first 12 verses, and I hope that they will relate to you in some way this morning about the Magi that visited the Lord Jesus Christ. As I read to you, starting in chapter 2, verse 1, and when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered, he said, all the chief priests and scribes, and said of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least said among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor, and they shall what? Rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star was appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which was saw in the east, went before them, till they came and stood, it says, over the young child, and where he was. And they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come, it says, into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. Let's pray. Father, may we take to heart this morning this message. Use it in our lives that will help us to truly explain who Christ is. And during this holiday season, which every day should be a day of Jesus Christ, not just this once a year thing that we do. Because, Father, because of your love and because of a beautiful maiden called Mary, Jesus came into this world. Today, I pray that you will use us, that we will see others and be a blessing to them as we come together and share our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. When you start studying about the Christmas season and you start looking at what's coming up on the 25th, as we do celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, I have two other sermons that are tying with this in the next 2 weeks. I want us to think really about the star itself. It is seen in the midst of what I call these verses here, and I want to just give you a couple little things here. In verse 7, as I just read to you, the King Herod had asked the Magi about the time that the star appeared. He was very concerned because he knew that if someone came in that fashion as Jesus Christ did, he would be the one that would come and reign and rule, it says, because of the way the history was and what the prophets had said in the past. We know that over in the book of Isaiah talked about that, said a child will be born of a virgin. He shall call his name Emmanuel, that is God being with us. It says it also in Matthew in chapter 1, verse 18 through 25, that a child would be born, his name would be Emmanuel, God with us. Well, as he was concerned about this, it also says in verse 9 how the star rested over the place where the child would be, the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever really thought about this beautiful star that we talk about this shining light? Well, many people today can give you all kind of answers of what it was. I thought it was interesting as I was studying this, as some scientists say this, that it could have been Jupiter, and it could have been another star in the sky above that came together and made this beautiful star that night. They said it could have been a meteorite that flew across, you know, and I guess it just stayed where it was at as I read this. It talks about it could be like a fish that was made in the sky, which would represent Christianity in that day and our day today. But every one of those things that people say are totally wrong, because the star that came to us was a star that God sent, because he was sending who? He was sending his son, who is a bright and shining star to all of us, and his name is Jesus Christ. So the star that was shining in the east on that evening was a sign to them to say, he is here, he has come, and all you have to do now is follow the direction I give you, and you will be in that place to see that beautiful sun. But what does it really talk about in the text today? First of all, it talks about this star we talk about, this beautiful ornament we can talk about. It talks about God's glory, the shining of God's glory. I read to you last Sunday, it was in Revelation chapter 4, we talked about how the seraphim were flying around the throne of grace, and how the whole time they were singing what? Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was, and is to come. And then we talked about Isaiah in chapter 6, the same thing, when he said in the year that King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord high and lifted up, his train filled the temple. It talks about all of his glory that was in heaven. And the seraphims, they were doing the same thing, flying around, singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Well, when the star came in the sky, it says on that night, it was proclaiming to the world at that moment that the Holy One of God, this glorious one we talk about, was coming. And he is already here. And it always proclaimed that to these people, the wise men, and also to the shepherds of that day and time as they were tending their flocks. We like to sing the songs, you know, Little Town of Bethlehem, you know, Glorious Night, Merry Christmas. We sing a lot of songs during this time of year. But the most important thing we need to remember is this, that Christ was a bright and shining star that came. He is still the bright and shining star of the day in the present, and he will be the bright and shining star in the future when he comes to take us home. Nobody will ever change that, because he is what? He represents God's glory in the world that we live in today. It is because what? Because it should be our favorite ornament. Now, as you look at this tree over here this morning, I know as I think to myself, and they put all these pretty decorations on them, you know, and thankfully it does not turn around this year, amen. Last couple of years, if you're just visiting, we had a tree that would go like this, you know. How many of y'all got those in your house now? How many may talk into getting one of those? Huh? Yeah, we still got one too. It goes round and round, right? But as you look at the star on top, what does that tell you? It's something special. It is something special to you and to me because what? Because when we look at the star, we look at the what? The birth of Jesus Christ. Think about his miraculous birth and when he came into the world. What about all the decorations on the tree? Oh, they're pretty. What's the most important thing that you look at? Sometimes I look at the tree and I say, well, you got these beautiful little green, red, and white, and yellow balls on this thing. The great big ones inside. You got the, you know, the icicles hanging off of it. I mean, you got lights and pearls and everything else. And we sit there and we're in awe of what that tree does. Now, I'm going to give you something here that's going to really make you awe this morning. You see this tree next to me? This tree is in awe. Now, I'm going to not say anything for a couple of seconds. I want you to watch the tree. You see that baby back there talking? That's why the tree lights up. Every time I talk, it's going to light up. It'll flicker at you. We like those things, don't we? We like bright and shining things that do something. You know, if Jesus' star didn't do anything, my friend, that was a problem because it shouldn't have come in the first place. But because he came as a bright and shining light to the world, when we look at the star on a Christmas tree, or you look in the sky and you see the stars, you should get excited about that. When you were growing up and you were in school, right, and you had a class, say you were in science class, right, did they ever tell you to go in at night and lay on your back and look at the stars in the sky? Did you ever do that? Yeah, we used to, my sisters and I, we used to get up there, well, we'd lay back and we'd look at all the stuff. We'd start pointing out, that's the Big Dipper over there. That's the North Star over there. That's this over here. That's a bear over there. This is, you know, a buzzard over here, whatever. We made up all kinds of things, too. But what were we doing? We were looking at God's glory in heaven. We were looking at the bright and shining stars that were around us. And where the sun shines, and it says that it shines the glorious radiance of God. This is where we are today. The same Jesus that came into the world as a bright and shining light is the same Jesus I said a minute ago that's coming back. But you and I as Christians are to be also that too. We are to be the bright and shining lights of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit that indwells us that gives us an everlasting light to shine out to the world around us today. And I pray that sometimes we would not forget that. It tells us in the Bible, Exodus 13:21, it says this, and the Lord went before them day and night. We've been talking and studying in the book of Deuteronomy and Numbers and other things in the Bible during our Sunday school class, which is Numbers right now. It talked about the nation of Israel. And it talked about how God came with them, how he brought them out of the land of Egypt, how he went with them. He put a pillar of cloud for them in the daytime. And he put a fire at night above them. So what? So they could be cool in the day and warm at night. Well, what was he doing? He was manifesting his glory. And when they set up the temple, as we call it, it says that when he came with the Shekinah glory of God, we talk about it settled down on a cloud, that also was showing God's glory at that time. And the people could look and see that God was there. When Moses got to Mount Sinai and went up on the mountain for the Ten Commandments, this is very interesting because when he went up on the mountain, it said there was thundering and lightning and everything else up there. The people were all down below looking and Moses left. As Moses went up on the mountain, it says, he was there for about 40 days or so, and he was doing the tablets as God said, and he got the word of God, the Ten Commandments, to bring back down to the people. The most important thing about this is the fact that where was he at? He was in the presence of God, first of all. He saw God's glory on that mountain, and it says that when he came back down off of the mountain, the people were afraid to look upon Moses. Why? Because his face was shining with the glory of God. Isn't that amazing? Now I can take another step back of this a little bit. You remember the burning bush? When he was at the burning bush, Moses said, I'll turn aside to see this thing that's happening. And the Lord said to him, he said, take off thy shoes because the ground you stand on is holy ground. So the Lord communed with him. When he left and came back to the people, he said he had a veil over his face because his face radiated the glory of God at that moment too. So he goes to show you in the presence of God what was going on. Moses radiated his glory. Jesus Christ radiates his glory. You and I as Christians should be also radiating his glory of the Spirit that lives in us every day. And when people see you, they should see a light shining within you. Not just on a Christmas tree, my friends, but in you and out of you because of what? Because of His great glory and of His love that He has for us today. Christmas is a great time of season, I understand that. But we are to understand also that what we do at Christmas time is not just to come in and worship some tree somewhere. We come in church to worship God Almighty. Amen. This is just a festive season where we make everything pretty, amen? Amen? After the new year, we take all of this down and everybody goes back to drab, amen? It's not as pretty as it was. Let me tell you what, no matter what's hanging in the window or what's being taken away at the end of the year, God's glory is always to be presented in this church, whether it's through anything else, it's through you. It's where it comes from. And that's what we need to realize at our time of season and the time of this year. Look what he said. When Jesus was born in Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Now that was excitement. Boy, they want to know where this star came from. Now these were individuals, I imagine, had a lot of things to do besides just come to worship Jesus. Now, I want you to catch this. They set everything aside that they were doing, that they were involved in to do one thing, to worship Jesus Christ. They let nothing stand between them and going to see the Christ child. Today, we have a tendency, we put everything before Christ. He's always last on the burner, amen. That's not the way it should be. He should be first and foremost in every decision that you make. Every walk that you take in life, he should always be number one. He should never be left out. Because if it was not for Christ and a bright and shining star that came, the one that was born in Bethlehem, you and I would have nothing to worship at Christmas time. You hear what I said? I don't worship the gifts I get under the tree. I don't worship the tree. It's nice to have things. I understand that too. But if you don't sit down and look at the real reason of why Christmas came, then that's the first problem you've got to get straight. We have to remember that God is with us through Jesus Christ. That God is with you through your spirit that indwells you as a Christian. And we are to proclaim that to a lost and dying world. Revelation 22:16 said this, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you a testimony. He said, for the churches, I am what? He's on the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. He's very plain in what he has to say to us about being the bright and morning star. We talk about it being what? The open door, the rose of Sharon. We talk about the bread of life. We talk about a lot of things, about the good shepherd and all this. But I want you to realize he is the bright and morning star that has given us light. He has given us eternal light and life that we can live our lives today to the fullest potential he has given to us. Even in Luke 2:9 it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto them, it says, and the glory of the Lord. Now listen to this. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. Isn't that amazing? It was there. It was all around them. Go back for just a minute to Acts chapter 9. Remember Paul, who was Saul at the time, persecuting Christians? It said that a bright and shining light came from heaven, what? And blinded him on the road to Damascus. What do you think that was? A buzzard flying by? No. That was the Lord Jesus Christ that came and stood right before him in that bright and shining light, showing God's glory to Saul at that time, who changed his life, who was converted to Christianity, and started to what? To share the glory of Jesus Christ day in and day out until he was martyred. He let his light so shine into the world, it says. Jesus let his light so shine into the world, and we should also today do the same thing. I read an interesting story the other day. There was a famine every year. They'd get the tree. And they would decorate this tree. And every year they had a big star on top like that something. And so they would turn the lights on and this thing, boy, it would radiate out, you know, just shine down. I think it's pretty when you see that. And so this went on year after year after year. Then one year, it said when they turned the lights on, the star didn't work. Now, they were a little upset because they were used to having this beautiful star. So the father said, okay. So he took it off the tree and he put something else up there. He put it in a box. And he put it in a closet and they left it. Several years went by. Nobody talked about the star. Nobody talked about anything being on top of the tree. Then one year, the father remembered the star in the box in the closet. So he did something. He should have done this in the first place. He finally went and got it and fixed it. And he put that bright star on that tree. And when he threw that light and that thing lit up, there was so much joy in the house they could hardly contain themselves. And I say that because I want you to realize something. If you and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he is a bright and morning star that came into the world, and we call ourselves believers, and we're not letting our light shine into the world, it means that your bulb has gone out too. Amen. See? Because if your bulb is burning bright as it should be, people will see it in you. They will feel it in you. When they get close to you, they'll understand there's something different about you. It's just like that tree with the light burned out. But when they finally got it back, what happened? They could celebrate. This is what it's all about. They could celebrate their Savior, Jesus Christ, once again, because of that star on that tree represented to them the Lord Jesus Christ as a bright and shining star. You see, what do you have on top of your tree? What's on your tree? What's in here? What's in your heart this morning? What are you saying to people when you see them this time of year? Do you say Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday? What do you say to people when you see them? You know, it's not politically correct to say Merry Christmas anymore. Guess what? I will. I'll say Merry Christmas to the day that I die and leave this world. Why? Because what am I merry about? I'm merry about the Christ of Christmas. See? It's always that centered in Christ is where it should be. And that's how it always should be. And also on top of that, it says here, and when he had gathered the priests together, and this is where it really gets important here, and he said unto them, in Bethlehem of Judea is where he is at, it says, written by the prophets. Well, Herod should have known that, and he was supposed to have been a Jew. He was supposed to have been this. He was supposed to have been that. He would have known what the old scriptures said. But how easy is it for us to forget what the scriptures tell us? How easy is it for us to forget from today to tomorrow what's being preached on Sunday? I always have an interesting time on Wednesday night. If you come Wednesday night, you'll find out very quickly that what I do sometimes, I'll get in there and say, you remember what I preached on Sunday? It sounds just like this. Yeah. It went here, it went there, and it ran out the door. Amen. That's where it went to. You know why we don't remember? Because we don't take time to listen to what God has for us. Now, every week I give you in your bulletins the notes. You see notes in your bulletin? You know, and we know what that's for. You know what that's for? Anybody know? Okay, hold on. I'll show you what it's for. Let me get it out real quick. I'm going to show you. Okay. I have notes, okay, just like this. And each week, I look around at you, and I say to myself, what in the world is going on here? And I look at these notes, you know, and I put it together like so-so. And I sit here, and I do this a little bit like this. I'll do this. Then I'll take it, and I'll do this. Then I'll take it and do this. Then I'll take it and put it down here like this, and I'll watch you people in the church, and then I'll go. And that's where it goes. We don't utilize what we have, see? It's for your benefit to be able to sit down and to write down what God has for you. But how many times is it that we don't do that? How many times is it that we're not concerned about what God has for us, and we just play? God's not here to play with us. God is here to do what? To help us through our lives today. What does he want from us? He wants love and unity, togetherness. He wants us to celebrate our lives together with him because he's given us the life that we have. And as these magi were coming, as they were going about to Bethlehem in the land of Judea, and what's really interesting here says, boy, why do you want to go to Bethlehem? That's the least of all these people, you know? Just a poor place, poor people, nothing there, nothing going on. But yeah, there's something going on. Jesus was born there. The least of the places that you would think he would be, he was born in Bethlehem, this place called Bread of Life it talks about. That's the name of Bethlehem itself. And he gave them what? A new beginning and a new day. Now, let me ask you this. Is your life what it should be in representing a Christmas ornament? Huh? Is your life representing the Christmas ornament that God has given to you? Jesus Christ himself? Also, are you allowing God's glory to be reflected through you? I can't stress that enough. Is it being reflected through you? Huh? What is your reflection today? How do you reflect when you look in a mirror? The Bible talks about looking in a mirror. What do you see? Do you see Christ or you see nothing? Do you see love, unity, and togetherness in your face, or do you see what? Hatred, discord, discomfort, or whatever. What is it that you see when you look in the mirror? God looks within the heart. He knows what's here. And if your heart is right here, what people see here, my friends, will represent the glory of God in your daily walk of life. This is what he wants for us. The star speaks of God's guidance of life. If it wasn't for the star, how far do you think that the shepherds and the wise men would have got that day? Huh? They had GPS before we did. Amen. Amen. That guiding light gave them what? The direction they needed to go in. In other words, when it went, they followed. They didn't hesitate. They followed. And they traveled a long distance to get to where Christ was at, but they followed. Now, when you get in your car today, the first thing you do, you ask the little GPS lady there, you know, you punch in something, and she says, you know, 1.2 miles, make a right. Isn't that true? Amen? Okay, you get to 1.2 miles, you make a right. Then it says, in 11.3 miles, make a left. And you're following this thing right to the T. And then sometimes it gets off key, and then you end up where you don't want to be. Amen. The brightest shining light that Jesus Christ sent into the world was a light that gave them direction, my friends, and it was always a straight and narrow direction that he gave them, and they followed the bright and shining star of that day. And they ended up at their destination. And when they got to their destination, it says as they got there and they saw the child, and about the time they say he got there, somewhere around the age of 2, they said about that time, let you know that real quick. He wasn't a little teeny thing anymore because it took a long time to get there from where they were at. They brought all kinds of gifts. Gold and frankincense and myrrh, right? He said, my goodness, he was rich already. These wise men, they ain't bearing gifts. And the gifts represented the best that they had of that day and time, and they gave him the best. Well, God gave us his best, so shouldn't we be giving our best to him? Amen? Amen. We should be giving our best to him every single day. Now, you know these wise men, they were pretty smart anyway, but the Lord came to them in a dream and says, listen, don't go back the way you came. Don't go to Herod. Don't tell him anything. Because all he wanted to do was come kill the Christ child. That's all he thought about. So they went another way as the Lord directed them and gave them direction. I can imagine that Herod got upset after it was all said and done. But the most important thing here in this whole message is this. No matter what happened on that day and on that night when they traveled and followed that star, however long they followed it, God was still centered in all of it. And his glory was centered in that star. And this Christmas ornament we talk about, this beautiful star, my friends, should give us an uplift about ourselves today. What's guiding your life today? Or let me put it this way, who is guiding your life today? Who is guiding you? Are you guiding yourself? If you're guiding yourself, I'm going to tell you what, before long, you're going to take a wrong road somewhere. That's why it's important that God will be your guide in life, too, in everything you do. He led Israel. He led all of his people. He led the disciples. He taught the disciples for 3.5 years. They still didn't understand. But after his resurrection and finally when his spirit came upon them, what did they understand? They understood God's glory, God's love, God's relationship to the Son that died for them on the cross of Calvary. They understood who he was, that he was, as he said, the bright and morning star, that he is the one that gave them direction of life, and they were to follow that direction and not to slow down in following that direction. Sometimes we get to a point in our lives we just want to stop and say enough is enough. This gift that you and I have in life is not found under this tree. This gift that God gave to us, his Son, sits on the right hand of God the Father today. And when I think about him sitting there waiting for it to come to this world again one day to take us home, and think about all of God's glory that's up there, if one day you and I will stand before him in all of his glory, in all of his love, and all of his unity, we'll see him face to face. What a day that's going to be. You know, we can sing that song, what a day that'll be when my Savior I will see. That's going to be a beautiful day. And when you see the brightened morning star shining in heaven, my friends, just remember this. That brightened morning star is the same Christmas ornament that gave us a bright and shining light the day that he was born. And it's still shining day after day after day. And his light will never, ever go out. That's what's important. It will always be the shining light of Christmas. The shining light, no matter what we do, it will always be there. And last of all, the Bible teaches us about this great gift that was given to us, my friends, in a town called Bethlehem. This young child we talk about, that you and I can fall upon our face before him and thank him every day that he gave us everlasting life through a bright and shining star that came into the world that will never die or never fade, but will get brighter and brighter and brighter as we grow closer